So I've given you an example. At IKEA, our vision is to create a better everyday life for many people. Our business idea supports this vision by offering a wide range of well-designed, functional home furnishing products at prices so low that as many people as possible will be able to afford them. So first liner is kind of a vision, and then they describe their mission. IKEA, our vision to create a better everyday life for many people. That's the vision. Now they are then giving you our business idea supports this vision by offering a wide range of well-designed functional home furnishing products at price, will be affordable to them. Now you will ask, where is the geographical scope out here? Having said this way, it is very derived. Wherever IKEA is present, be it in India, they have come very late, be it in UK, be it in US, this is what they will strive to drive themselves for. So that's the reason they have not kind of defined the geographical this thing. Indian office, if they want to put it up, they can include what India. But IKEA is like seen themselves as a far more above being geographical this thing. They say that wherever we are, we want to achieve this. So that's the power of vision and mission statement. Various methods and models to determine your existing status, yani. So where are you, yani? You, that's what suppose you want to decide. So we have this 5C methodology. In one of the chapter, we have strategy, this thing we have covered, but at that time I have not got into telling you what is 5C. It essentially compels you to evaluate what your company is all about, who all your customers are, who are your competitors, who are your collaborators, and the climate. So 5C stands for this aspects, yani. So that you, when you evaluate that, you come to know where you stand. So that is how you will come to know your existing status. There is a PESTEL analysis. We have very well understood what is PESTEL analysis. It helps you to do an environmental analysis. The 5C method allows you to do your own analysis. Strength and weakness, opportunity and threat analysis helps you to distinguish between the roadmap, which one route to take, yani. So you know where you are good, you know where you are weak, you know what is threatening you and what opportunities are available for you to tap. So that's how the determination of what you are at what particular point of time, where you are, is done using some of these methods or models, as you say. SWOT analysis I will try to explain, which I have not so far explained. I thought the relevance of that is in the planning itself, therefore at this particular chapter it is getting covered. As you can see on the right hand side, SWOT analysis has an four quadrants: strength, weakness, opportunity and threat. Now how are these derived, yani? So as you can see, the external origin, yani. So the something which is of external origin, which influences, yani, provides the opportunity, comes in the opportunity. Again, something which is external, it is not linked to your organization, but it is threatening your industry or the business, then that comes as a threat. Strength is internal. All internal aspects are plotted in strength and weaknesses. So what are your internal strength, what are your external strength? There is also on the top, you see the two different other adjectives, helpful and harmful. So that's what the strength which is helpful will, the something which is good about you and that is helpful will come under strength. Something which is not good about you, which is harmful to your business, will come under weakness. The same is the case, how do you decide it's an opportunity or a threat? Something helpful outside your environment is an opportunity for you, and something harmful to you is a threat to you. So you plot those points out here. There is another round in which you remove the not so critical aspects, because you have to zero down on few things. So maybe there is a one or two iteration will then clearly bring crucial ones in front of you. It cannot be a list of 50 and 100 points out here, yeah. You have to gradually remove not so relevant ones. So trade-off has to happen. Various methods and models, we are trying to understand that. Fourth is a gap analysis. We have understood this gap analysis done to identify the difference between the organization's current strategy and the desired strategy. Right? Ansoff matrix, especially if you remember, where what is the desired sell, what is your current sell, and therefore what strategy you take. Yani. So including the integration, intensive and diversification strategy that we spoke about. Deliberate was in inadvertent strategy gaps. And there is something which you deliberately want to have. There is something which is happened due to non-awareness. So it is like cropped in, yani, the gap has come in, though it was not visualized, etc. So that is inadvertent strategic gap. Yani. Then you get into the brand and category index method used to assess the sales potential for a region or the market. This is a micro model which helps you to determine region, state or market level assessment of your brand portfolio and the potential thereof. And how do you do that in next slide? It's an essential tool to identify where in the category your brand stands for. So you calculate brand development index, which is a brand sale in percentage in market A and population in market A. So population versus what is your brand sale will give you the brand development index. If it is low, that means your brand has a scope to grow. Category development index is a category sale. So category sale, as I told you, fast food goods or say, you know, pre-packed goods, etc., prepaid snacks, etc., you know, prepaid raw snacks. So like it is something like MTR, you know, idli mix. So you bring home, put it into water, so it is not ready to eat. So pre-packed ready to eat is one category. Pre-packed ready to cook is another category. So what is the sale in the category in which you are and population in the market? That gives you the category index. So now studying this, you know where you are ailing and therefore what is the forward path that you have to take. So at least knowing where you are, that helps you. So this BDI and CDI helps you to know where you are. So what is ailing you or what is in favor of you. So these five tools or methods, as you can say, enables you to know where you are. So your existing status, I have given you this representative table. So it gives you the idea as to how you interpret this. So brand, if EDI is high, CDI is high, means you are an undisputed leader. BDI is high, but CDI is low, means you are a challenger. BDI is low, CDI is high, means again you are a challenger. And BDI low, CDI low, means you are a struggler in that market. So that's the revelation that you have. Goal formation. How do you go about goal formation? Very simple. That is a SMART method that they say. Simple, measurable, achievable, realistic and time bound. So SMART stands for something. It's an acronym. So it has to be simple goal. So simple goal is something which is very easy to understand. Measurable. There has to be a numerical aspect into it so that you are able to measure it. Achievable. You don't put a very impossible target. It will lose the steam. People will not really work for it. While something which is they feel that they can achieve, they can try. And today also, if you tell person to reach a Mount Everest, a 50-year-old will still try. But if you tell him go to the moon, he will probably will not be inclined. Because he knows that environment and weather and various other pressure out there is not great for his body. So he will be not inclined, even if you offer him some exceptional rewards, etc. So that is what they say by achievability. Realistic. Again, it should be realistic for you to achieve. There is the clarity of way forward, paths to take, etc. should emerge. Time bound, within what time you are supposed to achieve this target. So that's the goal formation, this thing. Then comes the strategy formulation. We have studied these aspects, but this is like encapsulated in a manner so that you really understand well. Environmental analysis is done, where is competitor, customer, supplier, all aspects here. We have studied that PESTEL and various, this thing has been studied. Internal, you do that 5C or whichever, the technology, know-how, manufacturing, marketing, distribution, logistics. These are some of the things that you do for internal analysis, or 5Ms as we have studied. So this is what first starts with. There the opportunity and threat will emerge from the environmental analysis, and internal analysis will give you an idea about strength and weakness. So you identify opportunity, other end you identify your core competence, etc. That will drill down to find fit internal competence to the external opportunity. So how now your competence can tap the growing opportunity, and that's where the marketing strategy formulation comes in place. So strategy formulation starts when you are able to make a fit between your competency with the available environmental opportunities. Rest is all defensive in nature. Marketing manager needs to decide following strategic aspects. So what does they have to do? So strategic direction to meet the marketing objective. So objective means your point, the destination point is decided. Strategic direction, how will you go about doing it? That needs to be developed by the marketing manager. And then develop the biggest aspect, which is they should clarify and define what is the competitive advantage your product, the brand has. These two aspects are very strategic in nature, and this must come out very clearly from the marketing management function. So I have told you in my previous slide, strategic direction to be taken. So we will understand briefly how do you do that. Ansoff metrics I have explained you. So I'm not going to get into explaining the metrics. Here is an example. So you see that there is a present market, new market, and present product and the new product. What kind of a strategic this thing that you have? Yana? So market penetration, Scorpio SUV still sells despite Marazzo new SUV being entered by Mahindra and Mahindra. This is due to deep penetration this brand already has, yana, and they continue to do this. Yana. So that's a market penetration strategy. Product development, Tata Salt has developed Tata Salt, Tata Low, Tata Sodium, Tata Flavored Salts. There are car variants available in the market, you see. So this is how the new product is introduced to cater to larger customer base in the present market. Present product in new market, market development. So Amazon online platform, post brand specific focus, now invites local. So Amazon initially was focused on only Amazon as a seller. Now they are inviting local bodies, yani. So local craftsmen, local you can also go and sell something on Amazon, etc. So that is what is now they have done. So this is like a market development. They are getting more and more people to now come to their platform to sell only, and that will trigger more and more people to come and buy new varieties also. So diversification. Tata Chemicals, besides salt, is also into chemicals, diversify into water purifiers. They have their own water purifier, etc. So that's a diversification strategy. So idea is to tell you, you know, what is the strategic direction, how you take. So Ansoff Metrics is one of them. Second was a competitive advantage, defined as the attribute that allows you to outperform your competitors. We have understood point of difference as such. Now competitive advantage makes the product to be perceived as superior to the competition in the market. So how do you create this competitive advantage? Three factors. There is a target market that you should be very clear about. The who's your competition. You cannot compete with everybody, so you must know the nearest competition, and then you must develop that unique selling proposition, as we say USP. So having done this, what you do is get into three strategies of the Porter that is available. So Michael Porter has declared how do you get the competitive advantage, about three strategic aspects that he has put forward. Either you can have a cost leadership. How do you do that? Create an operational efficiency, either bring economies of scale, so you produce them in large quantity, use alternative materials, either re-engineer your products, vendor negotiations, partnership aspects, etc. These are the ways you try and create your cost leadership advantage, which is unbeatable. The best example, if you all have to, those who are keen to really study, is to study Walmart. How all those reverse integration, logistic, supply chain, IT solutions, etc. are creating that cost leadership advantage for Walmart, which is still an unbeaten this thing when it comes to that retailing this thing. You know, we all still have to experience that, but world over that has been experienced. So nothing which is inefficient will be tolerated Walmart. Yeah. So for that they will always find a solution. So now think of a scenario where even the Samsung product that you order it's not there in Walmart's stock yet. It comes to you from the nearest Samsung store. So that's what is the beauty of your entire cost leadership and integration and operational efficiency. Differentiation. You create differentiation using either innovation, continue to bring innovation into your products, etc. Create a technology upgradation. So your production ability, your ability to produce good products, with better fit, finish, etc. increases. Or bring a disruptive innovations that will disrupt the market totally. So I can just give you an example. Pages when came in, pages used to be like, we were supposed to have something fit onto our belt, and some message used to come, and you can communicate through messages. So that was a wireless, you can be anywhere and you get that this thing. You don't have to have, at that point of time, the mobile were not there. But the moment mobile came, the pager industry was not even there, I believe, for 2 years. But that disappeared, because the mobile has replaced that need to altogether. So that is what we call a disruptive innovation. Washing machine. It's not like a disruptive innovation because it came as a new innovation. There was no solution to household activity of washing clothes. So this came as a new innovation. Later on there were improvements coming in. Focus vis-a-vis the other factors. So focus is like you should be very clear about what is your market, who is your customers, what is the product that you are offering? Product means product including the so customer value. That's the focus that you have to bring in. Are you marketing centric? Are you customer centric? That is what is a subject matter of focus. That's how you create your competitive advantage. There are many other factors that can still bring you the competitive advantage. It could be the price vis-a-vis the value perception and all, promise delivery, fulfillment, etc. So those are the few other aspects which will help you to create your competitive advantage. Now we get into understanding the marketing process. So how does marketing overall flow? We have studied various aspects probably very loosely. Now it's a time to understand how marketing is an integrated process, and one need to really know about it and where various aspects that we have learned fits in. So here is like a business vision, mission statement. So that is a, say like a starting point for an organization team. So corporate, the big board of director or, you know, high senior level management derives this, you know, what is the vision and mission statement of a organization. Having done this, it gets into objective setting. We have learned the corporate level, business level, etc. So the division level, business level. So the objective settings sets in. So corporate level objective, division level, business level objectives, etc. will set in. From there, the marketing level objectives will come in. Marketing essentially will have to get into situation analysis. So we have done that situation analysis, which is external and internal. Finally, using SWOT, you derive your strengths, weaknesses, etc., opportunities and threat that you have. For which then you have to get into what you call a development of strategies. So that is the development of your roadmap. You have now objective set. So you know from point A to point B, what is your point B, destination. Now you have to find the way, which is a strategic this thing. So that is where the marketing mix issue comes into picture. So product, place, promotion and price aspects. So for which entire strategic aspects needs to be considered. We have studied all the strategic aspects linked to this in our earlier chapters. And finally, you develop what you call an implementation plan, which is nothing but the marketing plan is one tool in which there are various assessment parameters, the frequency, etc. is put in. And that is when represented. It completes the marketing process. So analyze the opportunity, researching and selecting the target market, designing marketing strategies, marketing programs, planning, etc. And finally, implementation, and then get into feedback and controlling. So that's how the overall marketing process works on. The left-hand side diagrammatic representation gives you, I'm sure, a very clear idea now, whatever that we have loosely studied, how that is an integration into one process called marketing process. Salient aspects of marketing plan, criticality of a marketing plan. You always learn from your performance. So if you have a performance and you have a performance measurement, etc., year on year, there is a learning that you can imbibe into your day-to-day functioning and the way forward, etc. So marketing plan helps you in that. Numbers do speak, as they say that marketing plan is all about numerical representation of your objective, the strategy, way forward, etc. And numbers do speak, so it enables you to monitor yourself, understand the organization's direction for the next target or next objective or towards the destination. It could be next year, it could be mid 3 years or 5 years down the line. How innovative and agile are you in sync with your evolving environment? So environment today is rapidly changing. So how innovative, agile, quick to respond kind of organization are you? That's the criticality that the marketing plan offers you. If you have this as a discipline, very strongly made as a DNA of every employee of your organization, then it is possible that for your organization to beat around the environmental changes fast. What is the marketing plan? So we come to now a very final stage to understand what is it that marketing plan is. So far we have just discussed about various issues surrounding it. So it's a systematic process. After you have everything developed, now you get into the groundwork. So it's a systematic process. Assessment of an opportunity and resources you have already done. Marketing objectives are set. Entire implementation plan is developed. Action and controls are fixed, etc. So that is what it covers essentially in his documentation. So documentation structure we will try to understand. I have put before you an indicative, representative, as you say, the structure of the marketing plan. depending on the industry, depending on your ingenuity, innovativeness, etc., you can change this. But it starts with the executive summary. It's a page or two or max three. And I will not even recommend three, but it essentially covers core outcome of various other sections that is in that. And finally, it culminates with giving a managing director a perspective that at what investment, what is going to be my ROI, and then seeks the approval thereof. So he gets a bird's eye view, so to say. That's an executive plan. But of course, it covers business mission statement. So that, because for people to sink in, these are the few things that is required. So vision, mission statements are derived. It could be even represented as a corporate, then division, then the business level, and then the SBU level, etc. So that's the flexibility. From there, your marketing objectives are given. So rotational parts marketing objective or bearing division marketing objective, etc., are given. Then the market overview is given. So complete market overview is represented. Then you do the environmental analysis. Then you do the competition analysis, what we have studied. Then you get into 4 P's. So that is then deciding where you are. So 4 P's, then what is that you need to do, that is the B, and then how you go about all this thing is a marketing strategy and tactics and the route to take, etc. So marketing mix comes into perspective. So you also represent your marketing mix. Then with this, there is a support planning, so tactical plan you say or whatever. It is supported with the forecasting, because how you set your objective, how you have set derived number, etc. So perspective about forecasting is given. It then gets into budgeting and resourcing. So essentially resourcing is done first, based on which budgeting is arrived. We have decided various budgeting strategies also, like share of voice or activity based, as the case may be. How the implementation is going to happen. So complete perspective about implementation and the plan, timeline, etc. is representation. Organizational direction, so like who has to do what kind of a things, and including the milestones, etc., are represented. The control aspects are also mentioned in this. So like each one will know what is it that he has to do, how is it going to get evaluated, what is getting evaluated, etc. So that's a complete direction to various functions, etc., are presented, supported by required annexures, etc. There may be some marketing research report annexure. There may be a public relation plan is explained better, or say direct marketing plan explained better, which probably in theory way you cannot explain. So these are always the annexures. So annexures, this comprehends the complete marketing plan. What is probably not covered out here, as I was telling you, there is a sensitivity analysis. So even in this, there can be a sensitivity analysis. So there could be a profit and loss and entire balance sheet developed. So this is the way. Sensitivity analysis allows you to represent a picture to management. What if kind of situation, if the market growth falls by so and so, or if I don't achieve my market share, or my price cannot rise beyond a point, etc. In such case, what will be the impact on the marketing objective and the resources requirement, etc. So that picture comes out when you represent a sensitivity analysis. So this is an indicative structure, friends, as I mentioned. Now we get into evaluation of the performance, and then how do you control this. So marketing measurement, performance measurement is an exercise which covers this. There is a plan, there is an execution that happens. Execution is always optimized so that you get a better resource as utilization outcome. There is a measure set, so there are measures that to be monitored. These measures are when compared, you get a perspective as to whether are you on road or you are off the road, and then the corrective action and all this has to happen. Weaved again into the planning for the current year may not change, but yes, course correction can happen, but learning can always translate. So the next plan again you make is a better plan. So this is how the performance measurement takes place. So objective setting, growth objectives, strategic objectives, competition analysis, means I have been communicating, so I'm not getting into each one in detail explanation, functional objectives, performance criteria, all this thing will come as a part of measurement platform. So measurement section will have, these are the things which is very clearly defined, and the frequency, the timeline at which this will be monitored, by whom it will be monitored, at what level should it be monitored, so local level, branch level, region level, zone level, what is to be monitored by them, those all perspective will come into this section. align marketing teams to revenue goals. So essentially the marketing team first gets has to get aligned with the revenue goals, corporate goals of course, because your goal has come in from the corporate goals. Building and managing teams, allocating budgets, setting smart goals, accurately tracking and measuring the right metrics. So metrics measurement is a in thing. So this is what is the first task. Second, establish accountability and measurability of the revenue goals. Each goal has to have an accountable person to that, and that is to be set for individuals, which is done through what we call KPI setting and measurements. So this has been conveyed to respective individuals down the line. So it starts with the VP marketing owning a total marketing volume responsibility, then brand heads, then the at a zonal heads it goes, zonal head to regional heads, regional heads to the branch level. This is where the KPI setting, accountability and measuring, etc. comes into perspective. Then you set your timeline of review. So review must follow up. The review again cannot be ad hoc one-time activity. So what is now proposed these days is a stand-up review, which is a daily morning review kind of thing. You don't sit, but you quickly review critical aspects of it. Then your weekly review, then there can be fortnightly, monthly, quarterly, half-yearly. There may be ad hoc in between reviews, etc. So this is the way you go about reviewing things. Marketing audit is a science which enables you to have a thorough examination of your entire system, a periodic evaluation of the goal, strategy, structure, performance of the marketing organization. It may be a defect or postmortem also. So either you can do while you are in the year, or you can do the past performances audit to derive learning for yourself, so that this learning can translate into next plan being made little better. Marketing will come to know where they are falling short, what they have done wrong, what is not right, strategically or theoretically as the case may be. And that learning can be translated into development of a new either performance management, new marketing plan, or course correction as you move forward. That depends on when are you doing this marketing audit. Characteristics of marketing audit. Comprehensive. It has to be a comprehensive analysis. It cannot be like ad hoc. So line of business wise, product mix wise, they get into the brand portfolio wise, they get into your marcom, they get into your budget spent, resource requirements, they get into then the effectiveness of each resource utilization, etc. Productivity and those aspects, they get into it. It's a systematic, and it is based on the marketing plan, which is a starting point. Then it looks into the mission or marketing objectives, environments, strategies developed, product mix decided, marketing mix decided, the product mix, the promotion mix, utilization, etc. So it dissects those aspects one by one. It has to be an independent. The guy who is doing a marketing audit has to be an independent objective assessment doer. So he cannot be driven by somebody trying to defend him, somebody trying to kind of argue with him, or somebody trying to give him his side of views, etc. He has to be an independent body. Periodicity can be decided. It's a definitely a periodic cycle. However, it need not be say every 6 months or a year also many times. It could be once in 2 years, it could be once in 3 years, whatever. That's a periodicity that has been decided by the management, because it's of course a costly and time consuming exercise. It entails responsibility about money spent, so that everybody will become responsible for the money that has been put into your market, for getting the marketing objective fulfilled, and whether it is giving the desired result or not. Of course, gray areas will be found out by this independent guy, imbalance spent vis-a-vis the industry benchmarks he will get into, reasons for failure, success, all this thing will come out based on his assessment, based on his interaction with the team involved. At the end, it enables development of improved marketing plans, and not only makes marketing more planning focused, but also responsible for the return on investment. So that's the utility of doing a marketing audit. Derivatives from the marketing plan, friends, and what will come out of the marketing plans. So everyone wants to know what's in it for me. So as you see, so like these are the derivatives. Like I have taken say SKF rotational parts marketing plan. Now once that has been done at a head office level or apex level, this needs to translate into what? It needs to translate into sales plan, it needs to translate into zonal plan, zonal sales plan, zonal marketing plan, as the case may be, branch level, it goes right up to the region and the branch level. It gets into the individual levels plan. So area manager, branch manager will get derivatives out of this, etc. The team head will get, or the territory manager will get his numbers, etc. Implementation plan. What is going to happen when? That idea will enable the zone and the region and the branch guy to prepare itself in advance. So that at the right time, the right implementation happens so that everyone benefits out of it. Also, it brings out the entire performance management in perspective in place. And what is monitored, what is the numerical aspect of it, the frequency of it, who is going to monitor whom, etc. All this thing is being put forward. And nowadays, reward and recognition systems are also announced in advance. So you also announce the rewards and recognition system so that the person feel motivated. Reward and recognition system is different from the performance assessment which is done at the end of the year. So this drives the people to do more. Performance system is a benchmark for then deciding whether the guy is a star material or guy is a laggard or whatever this thing. But reward and recognition system continues to the drive person to do more so that he achieves that benchmark. So it can come into many ways, certification of achievement, it could be gold coin, it could be visit abroad or whatever. So this is how that entire aspect is driven in the organization. So friends, we have understood a very important subject matter of marketing planning and marketing plan within that. Thank you.